With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The fires are still burning and the blame game is well underway. L.A. Fire Chief and City Hall are exchanging barbs over who is at fault for the massive wildfires that have killed at least 16 people and destroyed some 12,000 homes and businesses. Meanwhile, CAL FIRE Incident Manager Todd Hopkins on the Palisades Fire.
Aerial assets worked through the night in the Mandeville Canyon area, creating containment lines and protecting structures, continuing a full suppression effort.
Palisades Highlands resident Don Griffin says Tuesday morning he saw the Palisades fire take off from his home.
The fire started straight across the canyon at about 10:20 Tuesday morning and eventually moved south, which is directly to my left. And the winds were blowing pretty heavily, so it eventually blew embers all the way down into the Palisades Village, and everybody's seen the results on the news.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Carton says the new GOP-controlled Senate will hit the ground running next week with confirmation hearings for Trump nominees.
Pete Hegseth has his hearing at Armed Services. I'll be chairing the hearing for John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard at the Intelligence Committee. All of my counterparts are chairing hearings as well. I think we're up to 17 hearings next week.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. While the nation focuses on the devastation in Southern California, there is another key issue in the east and parts of the south as well. Snow and ice continue gripping the area with hazardous driving conditions, in some cases brutally cold temperatures. Major airports, including Atlanta and Charlotte, continue to report disruptions through today. North Carolina's new governor has given his inauguration speech indoors in a televised address after outdoor public ceremonies was canceled due to snow and sleet and freezing rain. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Christian leaders in India sent a letter, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head, this time in Poland. Authorities are trying to track down the person who painted graffiti on a memorial for those who were deported to concentration camps from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. Israel's ambassador to Poland, Jacob Levine, says shameful vandalism has a special responsibility to protect Jewish and Holocaust sites and hold vandals accountable. Anti-Semitism has surged in the globe since the Hamas attack 2 years ago. This is SRN News. Income tax season is upon us.
IRS says January 27th will be the official start date of the 2025 tax season, and officials say they expect more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th deadline. It's expanding a program allowing people to file taxes directly with the agency.
That's correspondent Jason Walker. Two trams collided in Strasbourg in eastern France yesterday, causing dozens of injuries, though none critical. Authorities said the accident took place during the afternoon in a tunnel leading to the station near the city's central train station. The exact cause of the collision was unclear, but local media reported that one of the trams was reversing at the time. You'll find more online when you log on to srnnews.com with full analysis, headlines, and stories at srnnews.com.